to the Roto Experts.
This is the Roto Experts! Alongside the fantasy executive, Corey Parson, the king, Scott Angle, and Wall Street, Matt Modica, I am Greg Sussman. Happy Halloween, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Roto Expert today. Fantastic show for you over the next hour. Gentlemen, how's it going, King?
Ah, Mr. Sussman, good morning. I am the king. Long have I admired your steady temperament. And we have a need for a teacher to educate our youth in our land. We would like to have you.
Yes. Thank you very much.
And good morning to Master Modica of the Hamlet of Woodhead.
The Hamlet of Woodhead. It's interesting. Mr. Modica, good morning, sir.
Good morning. Interesting day in the NFL, or interesting night, I guess you want to say, last night. So I'm excited for what's transpiring. Not excited about the Zeke Elliott. That's not looking good.
No, it's not looking great indeed. We'll talk about that in just a few moments. Mr. Parson, Corey, Fantasy Executive, sir, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm
not doing great.
Man, I'm struggling right now. I need to be stretched out. So I'm Oscar Gamble.
Okay.
For Halloween. So when we go like YouTube Live doing the Frenzy, you can come in the studio and check it out. And then you see dudes, Oscar Gamble for Halloween. The Ezekiel Elliott thing, we're here now, right? It's not really much advice we can give you, but if you got ideas, I'm willing to listen to you, see what they are. But right now, if you're a Zeke owner, then you know what? You got to suck it up. You knew this could happen, and it looks like it's going to happen. You've got 24 hours to decide. So hopefully you're prepared with your backup plan in place. You know what I mean? And if you are the guy that says, you know what, I still don't think Zeke's going to get suspended, you got 24 hours to make a play for him.
Yeah, if you drafted
which I would not do that.
We drafted him. You knew this roller coaster ride all along. You know, people were saying, I'm confident that could get suspended. You just don't know, you know, because the judges have different perspectives on it. You never know what's going to happen in the legal system and in the NFL. So hopefully you're prepared for it. If not, you know, McFadden or Morrison in your leagues, you got to bid aggressively or make that your first waiver priority.
Absolutely. We'll talk about the waiver wire running backs coming up in a couple of moments. But the latest on Ezekiel Elliott, and I completely understand if you're confused, because it's a very confusing situation. Ultimately, the judge in New York, where the NFL wound up countersuing him, they ruled to get rid of the temporary restraining order, the TRO, which allowed him to play during this the hearing. So he got rid of it last night, but gave him 24 hours to appeal, 24 hour stay of execution, basically stay of before putting the suspension in, to appeal to the Second Circuit. The Second Circuit is the circuit that ruled against Tom Brady and ultimately led to the suspension of Tom Brady. In order to get that expedited, they'd have to really show that it could kill Ezekiel Elliott's worth, and I'm not positive that they can do that. There's a very good chance that within 24 hours today that Ezekiel Elliott is suspended. We'll have more on that coming up. When we come back, what do you do about Ezekiel Elliott? What do you do about Alfred Morris and Darren McFadden? We've got some questions. We're going to try to answer those to the best of our ability. Here we do it on a Halloween edition of the Roto Experts on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
If you're playing daily fantasy basketball on DraftKings or FanDuel this NBA season, you need to sign up for Daily Roto. Built by a team featuring millionaire maker winners and live final champions, Daily Roto's customizable projections, podcasts, strategy guides, and lineup optimizer will help you compete with the pros in a fraction of the time. Better yet, you can save 10% off using the promo code FNTSY. So go to dailyroto.com/premium to learn more about their product.
Studio 34, this is the Roto Experts. King, Oscar Gamble, and then Matt Modica hanging out the opposite of Wall Street here today. All right, the latest on Ezekiel Elliott. I gave you my hat. I lost my hat.
Man down.
He lost his hat. His Willy Wonka hat fell off. I'm sitting up here looking like...
I'll just use it like this. There we go. All right, so Ezekiel Elliott, the latest on him was ultimately that he's going to probably be suspended. So the question that I've got, and people are always quite advantageous. We talked a lot about Darren McFadden. We talked a lot about Alfred Morris. We said, hey, spend a dollar on Rod Smith. Why not? But the question becomes, Ezekiel Elliott's going to be back week 15. You're 7-1 in the league. You're headed to the playoffs. You very may well have a bye. Do you go out and trade for Ezekiel Elliott?
I don't think so, because I think I'm not saying never do it, but my first inclination is to say no, because why do you want to take on the headache? You know, the reward is possibly significant, but it all depends on what you have. If your running back situation is stable, I would say no. Nothing's that fantasy's absolute, so I can't say outright no. My first inclination is no, but you know, if you need to make a savvy move and you really want to improve your running back situation and you don't have to give up something of major significance, you certainly can consider it.
Well, here's what I'm looking at, Matt. You're 7-1, okay? You're 7-1. You're headed to the playoffs. You very well may have a bye if you know you continue on. The team that has Ezekiel Elliott, let's say they're 4-4, 5-3, 3-5, right? They are making the push. They need to win right now. You're 7-1. If you're headed towards that bye and you can survive this, when the playoffs come back week 15, when you're in that playoffs, you then get Zeke. And that team that had Zeke, they may decide, you know what? I can't survive with this.
No, I'm definitely going to explore the options and what is the cost factor going to be for me? I'm not going to disrupt my team and break that apart. But if I have some, if I'm dealing from a point of strength and I have like depth, then I definitely want to acquire him. You know, because look, if you get him week 15, he is an impact player. You want to win. We had Glenn Lowy on Friday night on Old School, and he said he's always looking at weeks 14, 15, and 16. That's the mentality he has. He's a proven winner. He wins in baseball, football, whatever high stakes he's in. So, I mean, that's the mentality I would want to have right now if I'm in a 7-1, 8-0 team. And I can, without totally disrupting my team and deal from strength, I'm going to explore those options.
In week number 15, Ezekiel Elliott comes back to a road matchup versus the Oakland Raiders. Obviously, whenever Dallas travels to the West Coast, that's not really a road game. That's a Cowboy home game. Week 16, championship week, he has the Seattle Seahawks.
That's very interesting.
And you go right
interesting.
There.
Interesting. Excellent running back against a good run defense, but you're not going to bench Elliott. No, you want him for Seattle.
Exactly. Yeah. Elliott is matchup proven. Like you said, he'll run against them too.
Yeah, the matchups mean nothing to me.
Here's the thing, though. It's what about getting the whole cart, though? Like Ezekiel Elliott, right? And then either you bid heavily on McFadden
he should be owned.
Or you trade with the team that has McFadden, or if they have both, what if you swing a trade for both? Or if McFadden in the mainstream league is available, you trade for the top waiver pick and you trade for Ezekiel Elliott. So there's creative ways to just have ownership of the Dallas backfield.
I'm willing to listen to every last single one of them. My personal advice, stay put. So why not stop with the headache already?
Yeah, that's a good point, because if you're 7-1,
sure.
You know, you may have a very good running back that got you to that point anyway.
Yeah, but here's the thing. If you have Elliott and you're 4-4, I mean, you can't be expecting his draft day value. So if you can get him at a really nice discount, something that's not disrupting your team, so you have four good wide receivers. Yeah.
Correct.
Like that.
Totally agree.
And they need a wide receiver.
Yes.
Or whatever it may be.
Yes.
You have a good passing catch or running back playing in the PPR. If you can get him and stash him for that, I'm willing to do that.
I'm willing to listen to everything. What the situation Matt's talking about?
That's exactly the situation I'm bringing
up. I'm down with that.
All right.
If you have the roster real estate.
If you are the Ezekiel Elliott owner, you're 4-4 and whatnot, you're trading him at 7-1, would you accept, let's say, Kelvin Benjamin for him?
If I needed a wide receiver,
I would take somebody that's playing.
That's the context.
I agree.
Matt's right. You know, you're 4-4, you sell on Ezekiel Elliott. But here's the thing is, like, you know, it's also going to be the art of the sale. You know, I talk about that sometimes. It's how you sell things. You know, some owner may say, I'm giving you Kelvin Benjamin. Ideally, you don't want that. Ultimately, we'll take it, but it's about being that car type of salesman and saying, look, I don't think – you could even tell little lies and say, I don't think he's getting suspended. He's going to be an RB1. Give me more. The way you sell it can bring you back more in return. It's not just about who you're trading. It's about how you do it.
I mean, here's the thing. If you need to, you need to get into the playoffs. So if you're a team that needs to pretty much go 4-1 or something like that, Ezekiel Elliott does you no good.
Correct.
If you can get a player that can put up points for you, you have to make that move.
I completely agree. So the only way I'm, again, the only way I'm trading right now for Ezekiel Elliott is if I'm sitting here at 7-1, maybe 6-2, depending on my team. If I am 7-1 or 6-2, I am going out and I'm looking. I'm looking at what it's going to cost me. I agree I don't want to disrupt my team. I agree I don't want to just blow everything on Ezekiel Elliott because I know he's suspended the next six games. But I also know that I can get to week 15. I have this around the corner. I know he's healthy. He's going to be fresh. They're going to run him into the ground. I know all of that. If it's going to cost me a stray wide receiver, a backup running back like a Duke Johnson, let's say, who I don't necessarily need every week as my flex play, I'm really strongly considering it.
Ezekiel Elliott for Will Fuller?
No, Will Fuller owner would have to be a crazy man to do that. A crazy person.
You know what, though?
I'm going to take the guy that could put up. I mean, look, yeah, Will Fuller, these catches and everything, it's like insane. At some point, it's got to come down.
Maybe.
But he can put up a big week. He can put up 20-point weeks. So right now, if I have Elliott, who's not going to play for six games, I'll gladly take Will Fuller.
And here, Corey, I know you wouldn't do it. You know, that's all fair. But, you know, speaking to the listeners, again, it's how you sell it. It's like, I'm giving you maybe the top three running back in the league, and you're giving me a guy that he just can't keep up that type of touchdown production per catch.
I mean, if I'm an Elliott owner and somebody offered me James White, I'm in a PPR, I would gladly take that offer. I mean, I'd gladly take – James White is getting, like, you know, double-digit points every week, around 15 points. Ezekiel Elliott, you got to remember, will get you 0 points for the next 6 weeks.
Again.
And, you know, it doesn't matter. If you don't make the playoffs, what's it all for?
Yeah, again, how you sell it. Go to the Chris Thompson owner and say, there's no way you can keep that up. See if you can get yourself Chris Thompson.
Yeah, a lot of it is sell. I don't think you can go that far.
You never know. In a mainstream league, you never know.
Well, don't talk down to the mainstream.
I'm saying everybody has a different mentality. You know what I'm saying? Not everybody's going to have the mentality that we have at this table.
But I understand that. But if you're a Chris Thompson owner,
yeah, but
no one knows better than you.
Yeah, why the hell would you do that?
Because there are people when they see the name Ezekiel Elliott and they want to take this shot. I understand how we all think, but other people are going to think differently. You have to take the crack because you just never know.
No. I think it's a waste of time.
I don't think so.
It's a waste of exercise to go for Chris. You know who you go for? You go for James White. Go for Deion Lewis. Mm-hmm. Go for somebody like that. You go for Chris Thompson, he's going to be like, I'm not trading you Chris Thompson.
Yeah, Corey Parson would say that. Not everybody's going to say that. There were different mentalities.
Okay.
You got to step outside yourself.
Listen, everybody in the listening audience, when you make the trade, when you send Ezekiel Elliott who's going to be suspended for six games, to your homie Ralph in Long Island, and he sends you back Chris Thompson, 844-843-6879, and I'll send you a signed autographed picture of the fantasy executive.
You can't say it won't gonna happen because you're thinking how you would think. Other people will take it differently. They'll see the name Ezekiel Elliott in bright lights to them, and they'll want to take that shot.
They'll also see suspended six games.
Yes.
And they might want to take the crack.
I think it's going to create an atmosphere in a lot of leagues where they're going to look at, like, people are going to get pissed off at these Elliott trades that will occur in the next week or so. They're going to say, you know, that's an unfair trade, all this kind of stuff. So be prepared for that.
I agree. You're gonna have to be prepared for that. And it's funny because you may trade for Ezekiel Elliott and you may wind up not getting the buy and you may cost yourself, right? Like, these are the things you have to worry about. I'm only considering doing it if we're at 7-1, potentially 6-2. Anything under than that, I'm not getting involved. I don't have the team that's good enough to do it. And that's the truth when it comes to Ezekiel Elliott. We'll talk about waiver wire coming up next year on the program. But number one's got to be the combination of Darren McFadden and Alfred Morris.
What about trading one of those two guys?
Wow. You know. Let's talk about the waiver wire running backs, and if you can pick them up, if they're out there, and then trading them. We'll talk about those two guys, trading them. Waiver wire running backs coming your way next here on the Roto Experts on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network and streaming live on the Fantasy Sports Network.
The award-winning Fantasy Sports Radio Network is your free fantasy source 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. You can catch this show and many others live on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app, iHeartRadio, or TuneIn Radio. Want to listen on your computer at work? Go to fntsy.com/radio or check us out on YouTube Live on the Fantasy Sports Network YouTube page, where you can ask questions, discuss topics with other fantasy enthusiasts, or tell everyone that you disagree. Call into your favorite show and ask your questions on the air. The number is 844-843-6879. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network is the only totally free 24/7, 365 days a year fantasy sports network of its kind without a subscription. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network, your fantasy source.
With you on the Roto Experts, and we are super proud to announce that coming up in just 3 hours from this very moment, we'll try to give away two tickets to the big game in Minnesota on February 4th. That's right, our big game DKMS Trivia Challenge begins live on the Fantasy Football BFFs with myself, Michael Florio, and the Fantasy Salad, Frank Stanfill. The three of us will do it. Try to give away two tickets to the big game, and all you have to do is answer four trivia questions in a row, right? And you go. The Super Bowl. Boom.
Giddy up. That's a great deal.
Done. RotoExperts.com/DKMS for more information. You can also go there to learn how to prevent and stop blood cancer, become a bone marrow donor. That's what this is all about, curing blood cancer, finding cures, swapping your cheeks, and helping people out. RotoExperts.com/DKMS. It's a DKMS Big Game Trivia Challenge sponsored by DKMS. Comes your way on the Fantasy Football BFFs just 3 hours from this very moment. All right, gentlemen, let's get into the waiver wire here for this week because people need help. It's another massive bye week.
Oh,
six teams on bye. What do we do? Well, you start at the top with Darren McFadden and Alfred Morris. Both of these guys are available in about 60% of leagues right now. If they're out there, do you go all in, Corey?
Oh, if they're out there, I think it's a good time to go open up the bag, get a good piece of it. I would prioritize them this way. Rod Smith being number three, Alfred Morris being number two, Darren McFadden being number one. Why? In unison, why do we want Darren McFadden number one? Because he's the pass catching running back. We supposed to do this in unison. This is not a family environment right now. I don't feel like y'all have my back just now.
I'm not a Yankee fan. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's what it comes down to. But yeah, go get DMC if he's out there. He should be owned. If he's not owned, you should have had him already.
What are you waiting for to spend your money? If you got the money saved now, I mean, now's the opportunity.
Drop it. Yeah,
like you said, I don't know. I forget how many leagues he's available in. Him and Morris. Take a shot on one of these two guys.
Yep.
Also, if you get him, I'd be looking to trade him to the Zeke owner.
Yeah, empty the clip. Yeah.
It was about 60 to 65% of leagues that you said he was available.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Look, this whole thing could become a committee. You know, Whit Smith, Morris, McFadden, but you got to make a decision here. And everybody here on this panel seems to feel that McFadden is the guy. That's a report. A lot of the reports have indicated that the Cowboys have been prepared for this, and they've kept McFadden in mothballs, and maybe they want Morris to play the same role. Now, also consider your scoring system, because as Corey said before, you know, that Morris could be the goal line back, and McFadden could be the pass catcher. So if you play in a non-PPR, you may want Morris.
Yeah, we're making educated guesses here. We're trying to like assess the situation. Nobody knows for sure how it's going to roll out on Sunday. But, I mean, this seems to, you always want to shoot for upside anyway. So if you're playing in the PPR, you want a guy that can catch the ball. McFadden has demonstrated that. That's not something Morris does. So that's why.
And it's just speculation. These guys are right. If Morris is out there, if Darren McFadden is out there, you pick him up. I trade him. I really do, because we have no idea who is going to be the right one.
And how good they're going to be.
And how good they're going to be in that role. You're absolutely right. Big winner, Corey, Dak Prescott.
Yeah, Dak Prescott is the winner. He's a player that's going to have a tremendous amount of upside moving forward. He's going to become more of a do-it-all quarterback. They're going to rely on him a lot. He's going to run some touchdowns in. He's going to be throwing touchdown passes. The offense is going to run through Dak Prescott. He's well capable of handling that in his second season.
In my Staten Island League, we need a running back because we have Zeke. We have sent an offer of Dak Prescott for DeMarco Murray. We have Deshaun Watson and Cam Newton as well, so we have to move quarterback.
And yesterday we talked about Dez Bryant, lowest yards per catch of his career, 11.4. You know, the yardage numbers have been disappointing overall. This is an opportunity for Dez to step back up too, because they're really going to need him as a playmaker. You watch him on film, and just like he lacks that big yardage after the catch ability, but now he's really going to be pressed into service as that playmaker. So I, you know what? It's like I've been a little disappointed with Dez so far, but I'm willing to see what I can do in a trade.
I want to see if Cole Beasley becomes more a part of this offense, like a short passing game, or if Bryce Butler ever becomes a thing in Dallas.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah,
that's very interesting, because Prescott looked Beasley's way a lot last year, and you know, now without Elliott there, you know, maybe they need that high percentage passing game again.
Outside of Darren McFadden, Alfred Morris, Rod Smith, and the Dallas Cowboys, where else can we look to the waiver wire for running back health this week? Again, six teams are on bye. You may need help. I know I do. So where can we look? First name that comes to my mind is Alex Collins. Alex Collins is out there, still in over 50% of fantasy football leagues. Collins, John Harbaugh says he deserves more time. We've noticed it consistently here, Scotty, that Alex Collins has steadily improved. How much are you going to spend on Alex Collins?
I think you have to go very aggressively for him. I talk about it in my new column on rotoexperts.com, part of your in-season exclusive Edge Fantasy Football Package / price, and a free radio checkout for additional discount. They have progressively been easing him into this role. He's got good vision. He got great stop and start ability and speed, and hits the hole hard and can make himself skinny in short space. Very talented. Go after Alex Collins if you need some running back help. Maybe a few times he's going to get game scripted. And would, you know what? Ryan Mallett is the quarterback, but this guy can make people miss.
Matt Modica, how much would you spend on Alex Collins if he's available? Currently available in 64% of Yahoo leagues.
Say I had $50 left. Probably like close to $20.
Yeah.
You know, very intimidating Matt Modica today.
Yeah, I noticed.
I mean, look, if you lost Zeke and Alex Collins is out there, I'm going to obviously go higher.
Sure.
And make that. I mean, look, if you're a Zeke owner, I think that one of the places I'm going to go look, I'm going to go to the Jay Ajayi owner.
Okay.
See what I could do there.
Nice call right there.
Jay,
I mean, I wouldn't do it. But it's a nice call for people that are into Jay Ajayi, because the Jay Ajayi owner is probably not feeling that good about themselves now.
Again, it's all about how you sell it. If you want Ajayi, if you like Ajayi, you go and you talk him down to the owner and you say, he hasn't scored a touchdown yet.
Somebody sends you an email on telling me what my team needs.
Yeah.
I hate that. Yeah, but that turns certain people off too. So you got to be careful with that, because I get annoyed.
Look, you do have to know how you're talking to, and maybe I'm not talking about people at this table, because when you deal with like you or Corey or somebody like that, or Greg, I'm saying is, though, there's certain people that just look at things different ways, especially in mainstream leagues. I'm being honest here because I have to. You go to the owner and say, "Look, I'm desperate. I don't want to take the guy, but I have to. He hasn't scored a touchdown yet, but it's all I can do." And the way you sell it, do what you got to do to get the deal done. Don't care about whose feelings you're bruising.
I mean, Scott makes some decent points. You know, if you can pull off one of these deals, you want to shoot for one of these deals, I'm cool with it. To me, it's a waste of time.
Yeah, I get it. All right, let me continue.
Because I don't think nobody's going to buy, you know, some of these players. But Scott has more experience than I do.
In the PPR, say you don't want to shoot as Jay Ajayi because he was a high draft pick, go after James White.
Yeah, Jimmy White. Perfect.
That owner might say, "Well, look, Rex Burkhead got all these
shots. Tevin Coleman. You know what I'm saying? Guys like this that may or may not be in your lineup. Maybe you want to buy low on the crow. You know what I'm saying? Guys like that, I can see it. So, you know, that's the way you can go about it.
Look, I'm struggling. In a league with me or you or Greg or Matt, I'm not making those offers, but you know, in different types of leagues,
and your kiss league,
there are different types of owners.
And your kiss
league, you
know,
like I'm not a snob. I'm not like Corey, where I, you know, I feel like I don't have time to play, you know, with certain people because I only have to be in these rarefied leagues. You know, in certain types,
I'm trying to win it all, baby.
Silence. The king is speaking. Guards, take him away. You know,
it might come for real, Scott.
In certain type of leagues, there are people where if you sell it right, you're going to do it. Like, I'm in a dynasty league, and I wanted a certain deal. It was all about how I sold it. So it depends on the type of league you're in. I'm not going to do that to you, Corey, you, Matt, but it depends on who you play with.
Because I'll come here the next morning and put you in the headlock.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, I just don't like when people tell people what their team needs.
Yeah.
It annoys me, and I'm sure it annoys
Look, that
people.
Annoys me the heck out of me, too, but, you know, I'm not making that offer to Matt.
But
it depends on who you're talking to, though. If you're not talking to Matt Modica, there are a lot of other people in a lot of other leagues where we think outside of ourselves where you can do that and get away with it and sell it. And, Matt, your guy always talks about, you know, let's not, like, bruise people's feelings. Who cares? If you're upset, I didn't get the deal, whatever, you know?
Sometimes that kind of shuts off the thing. Like when people get offered an initial bad trade, they're like, I don't want to deal with this. They get all pissed off. It's just, you know, just try and look at the team, see what they need, and try and go that route is the way I would look.
Well, you know what, though? But also, though, it depends on who you're talking to. And even if you're talking to like a guy like Matt and he doesn't like it, say, look, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to come off that way. Let's talk like this. You know, you can always go another route. It's all about how you sell it and not just what you're looking at, but who you're talking to is very important.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying, but like me personally, in a home league, not an industry league, home league, you come out with some BS offer, I'm going to be like, you know what? I understand I'm desperate. Go after yourself. I don't need to deal with you.
For every person like you.
Sure.
There may be another person out there. For every two people like you,
sure,
there's one person out there who might be willing to make that deal. It's the way you sell it all the time. People like will ask me advice on Twitter, you know, in Fantasy Platinum, and I tell them this, and they get the deals done sometimes.
A couple of other running backs to mention this week to pick up. Andre Ellington in Arizona could be the pass catching back, get his job back. He's probably dropped before the bye because he got hurt. He was doing nothing. Andre Ellington back could be an option for you. How much would you spend on him?
I'm probably going to go maybe just over 10-13%,
okay,
something about that.
Okay.
Because look, if I need this for this week, you may need to have, you have a situation where you have to put a running back in there. And he should catch some passes. San Francisco is a team you like this matchup.
If you have space to hold, guys I like to hold, Rex Burkhead through the bye, if possible. Danny Woodhead, even potentially. A couple more running backs and a whole lot of wide receivers when we come back. This is the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. This is the Roto Experts.
Playing daily fantasy basketball this year? Consider Daily Roto your go-to resource. Whether you play on DraftKings or FanDuel, Daily Roto's customizable projections, podcasts, strategy guides, and lineup optimizer will help you compete with the pros in a fraction of the time. With a team featuring millionaire maker winners and live final champions, there's no better place to get your NBA DFS content. Better yet, you can save 10% using the promo code FNTSY. So go to dailyroto.com/premium and learn more about our awesome product.
We're back with you, Roto Experts here, Fantasy Sports Radio Network. A couple more running backs, a whole lot of wide receivers we want to get to over the next few minutes. But the king is no longer a king.
No. You know what I'm doing today? I'm finally owning up to who I am. I'm a figure of speech. I know Corey thinks that I'm this sometimes, and I know Mike definitely thinks, Mike Cardano thinks I'm it. So you know what? Bring it, because this morning I'm a shithead with an axe to grind.
Oh my God! Now we're gonna get in trouble for that.
I guess you didn't get that email last week.
Yeah, I know.
I'm gonna move on. All right, guys.
It's a cool costume, though. I like it.
The idea is good. So we'll just call you a piece of crap with an axe to grind.
Yeah.
There you go.
A piece of crap with an axe to grind.
So you can X me anything you want to.
Oh, boy. All right. So, moving along. A couple of other running backs out there. I want some prices, Corey. Then I'll move on to the wide receivers. Corey, a guy like Devontae Booker. How much did you spend on him on the waiver wire?
Devontae Booker, how much bread I got left?
$50, we'll say.
$50 left on the season. I go $6 for Devontae Booker. I think that's $6 well spent right there. You can do a lot of other worse things with $6. Like buy a crazy costume.
Scott Engel, Orleans Darkwa is out there for the New York Giants. He was dropped during the bye. How much did you spend?
I think Orleans Darkwa was crap. So I'm probably not spending too much on him. I would probably spend more on Booker, maybe $4.
Matt Forte is available in 55% of leagues right now. How much are you spending on Matt Forte this week?
Probably like $5 to $7 in that range.
Okay, so same as Devontae Booker then.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on here. One week looks like him, and maybe they go to Powell eventually. So. I'm just not. I'd rather maybe take a shot on Orleans Darkwa or Booker if he gets that goal line roll.
Sure.
Yeah, I'd rather have Booker, especially in a PPR.
Okay. Any other running backs I have not named that are options this week, gentlemen?
Well, is Matt Breida available?
Like, so Matt, it's funny you say that. Breida was actually on this list, and I skipped over him. But Matt Breida is available in actually 90% of leagues right now, which is crazy if you're the Carlos Hyde owner that you don't know Matt Breida.
I put a couple of dollars on him and see if I'm not gonna get too aggressive here on him. But I put a couple of dollars.
It's not even just about the money anymore. Remember, it's about the space that you have. There's a lot of guys that you're stashing. If you're not a Carlos Hyde owner, there's probably better guys to stash than a Matt Breida. And you can only stash certain players. So we're not saying to stash everybody. You can't do that. Totally recognize that. Choose wisely. Here for me. I'd rather stash a dude like Rex Burkhead rather than Matt Breida, I think.
You know, I'd rather have Burkhead just for that offense. If he, you know,
exactly.
If he gets a really good, if he carves out a nice piece there, you know, you have something. I mean, Breida could be the guy the last few games, but it's a terrible offense. We don't know what Jimmy G is going to be. I mean, look, we saw he played, what, 2 games as a Patriot. So I think people are going to get ahead of themselves with that as well.
I agree.
I think you throw a dollar on J.D. McKissic because, you know, if the Seahawks don't go out and trade for another running back and you know ProSize can't stay healthy, I don't think Lacy is 100%, and Rawls just looks lost right now. I was talking about this with Emery Hunt, too. McKissic is probably the best running back on that team right now. And, you know, Pete Carroll doesn't care. Like, he's given chances to Rawls. He's given chances to Lacy. They haven't delivered. If they don't deliver to find Dwayne Brown, McKissick's going to get the opportunity, and it could be sooner than later.
Yeah, you know, we talked about J.D. McKissic before. He's the only back in Seattle that's showing anything right now. I've been someone that's actually had McKissic on this list for a while. I can't do the McKissic thing because they don't run the ball. They don't want to run the ball.
Yeah, so. But the thing is that, look, Chris Carson came out of nowhere. McKissic could too. And the thing about McKissic is he catches passes out of the backfield and those other guys don't.
I've asked you about McKissic literally like 3 weeks in a row, and you're just like, they don't care enough about him.
I'm seeing it evolve more and more, you know, to the fact where if those guys don't get it done behind Dwayne Brown and there's a good shot they don't, I think they'll go to McKissic. He's just playing the best. And they'll be like, this guy's playing the best. I'm giving him the opportunity.
All right. Well, we'll see if it ever happens with J.D. McKissic. You talk about catching the football. Let's talk about some of the wide receivers that are out there here catching the football right now for your fantasy team. Let's start with Robbie Anderson in New York. Robbie Anderson had a monster game this past Sunday against Atlanta. And my buddy Mike Florio, I want to give him the credit. He nailed this one. Robbie Anderson is available in... What?
I started him over T.Y. Hilton, but you give the credit to the BFFs, huh? I sit up here with you every morning for the past 10 years almost, and then you, Mike Florio, Johnny Come Lately, get all the credit. This is the game we got to play with Greg, egregious. With Mr. Sussman. This is horrible. I sat T.Y. Hilton. You think Florio would have did that? But he gets the credit, though.
I mean, if you look at Robbie Anderson's target share these past few, he's getting to minimum of 5. He's pretty good with like a half a dozen every week. And he did have a hell of a game on Sunday. Great call by the fantasy exec.
I can't deal with it no more.
All right, Corey's walking off here. Walking
Cam off Parson.
Yeah. He's walking in front of the cameras, too. You're going to do the whole thing.
Yeah.
All right. That's what we'll do this bit.
Corey Newton.
Elvis has left the building.
So we're doing this bit 2 weeks in a row.
Cam Newton has left the building.
It's a bit 2 weeks in a row. Anyway, yeah. Corey doesn't want to help you with your waiver wires. I want to make that clear.
I thought he said he was here to help the people.
Well, he's not. Robbie Anderson is available in 70% of fantasy leagues, guys. Back-to-back weeks, He's back. Back-to-back weeks for the New York Jets. 3 for 35 in a touchdown. 6 for 104 in a touchdown. He plays Buffalo on Thursday. You got to get this waiver bin in close to tonight. How much would you spend on Robbie Anderson, Scotty?
How much do I have left?
$50, we'll say.
$50. I say I'll go 23.
So you're only going half for Robbie Anderson, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm probably going to go a little less, maybe that 15 to 18 range.
Okay.
If Schuster's out there, I'm going to maybe go a little more.
Yeah, it's like him. He's not Will Fuller, but I like him. You know, he's a downfield threat, but there are going to be some quiet games, so.
No doubt about it, right? Juju is actually out there in 51% of the leagues, so about in half the leagues right now. Juju Smith-Schuster's out there. He had the game of the weekend, just a monster night on Sunday Night Football. Martavis Bryant, for all we know, may never be active again, right? Like, I would not surprise
me. Yeah, I wouldn't be banking on Martavis Bryant.
No, of course. But I'm saying that because of that. This Juju thing, he's going to continue to start and get playing time.
I put half my fab on him.
So he's your number one wide receiver this week?
He's my number one guy.
Okay. How much would you put on him, Scott?
If I got $50 left and I need a wide receiver, I'd almost empty the clip on him. I'd probably go about 42.
I go between 35 and 42. I think I agree with Scott in that range right there. I'm sorry for walking off.
Would you go more on Juju than you
would?
Can you
apologize to me, too?
I apologize for not giving you the credit you deserve.
Thank you.
Would you spend more on Juju or more on Robbie Anderson?
I spend more on Juju.
Okay. The offense, is that what it is?
It's the offense. It's the system. It's the whole thing. It's you know, the Jets are playing good offensively, too.
Yeah,
I'd rather have Josh McCown than Ben Roethlisberger.
Really?
Yeah, it's fantasy.
Yeah. Okay.
It's a good point. My new article on rotoexperts.com, I point out this guy has thrown at least 2 touchdown passes, I believe, in 4 straight games, had a 300-yarder against New England. The Jets are throwing the ball with Schuster. It's even more crisp and clear. They've always been looking for that number 2 guy across from Antonio Brown. I think they have it now.
Yeah, Ben actually had a decent game on the road this past week.
Yeah.
You know, so and Detroit's played well for the most part, especially at home.
All right, let me get to Washington, because we have no choice. We do this every week, seemingly. And this week, the fad was Jamison Crowder. Jamison Crowder has his best game of the year. Corey, will you go back to your boy?
I mean, I'll go back. If I got the roster real estate and I can get him for cheap, I'm talking about $4 or $5, I think that could have been game plan this past week.
Weather as well.
Game plan and weather, so I don't know if that's going to be the case moving forward. I would tread lightly. I wouldn't go thinking I'm getting Jamison Crowder from the past 2 seasons.
For the fact that Jordan Reed is...
That's true, too. You make a good point with Jordan Reed. Yeah.
None of these receivers, Doxson or Pryor, have stepped up. This guy's been in the system. Kirk Cousins, trust him. I'm going to go more to that, you know, $10, $12, $13 range.
Okay, so you go $10 to $12. What about you here, Jamison Crowder, King? Or Poopet?
You know what? I got a lot of crap on my mind right now, but... You know, it's like with Crowder, it's like it's hard to figure out. But he could easily go back in the tank the following week. Jake pointed out it was good matchup against Dallas in the slot. I'm not going too much. I probably wouldn't go more than $9.
Okay. Yeah. Then you get to the Rams. A guy like Cooper Kupp, remember, the Rams had their bye, so people do drop guys during their bye week. And a guy like Cooper Kupp in Yahoo is available in 58% of leagues right now.
Yeah, I'm going close to, you know, over $15 for him, maybe close to $20. He is a part of this offense. I mean, Goff wants to throw to him. Sometimes teams will game plan to take him out, but I think he's just going to be consistent, and like I said, I know he's a part of that offense.
Yeah, he certainly is. I would spend quite a bit on Cooper Kupp. We know he's a reliable part of this offense, and I think they're going to work out ways. I wouldn't be surprised, by the way, this week if Sammy Watkins has a big game for Los Angeles. Use the bye week to figure out ways to get the ball to your playmakers.
Sammy will be in my lineups this week.
I like Sammy.
My fear with Sammy Watkins is that we're going to keep saying that like until week 12 or so.
Yeah.
He's been on my bench for a few weeks now, but I'll be honest with you. I had this morning, I was doing some lineups, and I was considering putting Sammy in there. I would put him in there this week, and then I'd probably put him back on the bench after that.
Yeah, that's my fear, but look, you know, Jamison Crowder broke out in week 8. Isaiah Crowell had a good game, you know, and like eventually some of these guys, you know, you might hear some noise from them, but the fear is that it's one game and they go back in the tank.
But you weren't scared to put that outfit on.
That was a great one. Oh man, my body's hurting. So
I don't
bad.
Hear what he said. But.
All right, Paul Richard. Paul Richardson. We talked a lot about him on yesterday's show and his ability to just go up and get a touchdown. Richardson. We wanted a part of the Seattle offense. Richardson is available in close to 70% of leagues right now. Yep. How much did you spend on Paul Richardson?
I spent a nice piece on Paul Richardson and throwing the ball down to him deep down the field. That 50-50 ball, he's going up and get it. I think he's earning more and more of the trust of Russell Wilson. Richardson is a player that I was not on at all, but now that I see how that offense is rolling out there in Seattle, I would definitely be considering Paul Richardson. Probably is my second wide receiver behind Mr. Smith-Schuster.
I'd drop about $22 on him. Not only the jump ball, they throw the deep ball as well.
I had a good one. I couldn't say it, though.
The deep ball as well. Don't make me cut you. they throw the deep ball as well, and you look to him in the red zone, too.
Yeah, it's like $20.
I can't. I'll tell y'all the break. I would too.
So it's a good amount. It's a good amount. Okay, so Paul Richardson and everyone's good graces right now. Take a break. We'll come back. We'll wrap up the show. We'll talk to Jake on how much to spend on a guy like Vernon Davis and a guy like Jack Doyle. And wrap up the program coming up next.
Did you know that you can listen to this show live on the award-winning Fantasy Sports Radio Network? Listen on the iHeartRadio app, the TuneIn Radio app, or download the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network is the only totally free 24/7, 365 Fantasy Sports Network of its kind without a subscription. Check out YouTube Live on the Fantasy Sports Network YouTube page and participate in the programming there, where you can ask questions, discuss the topics with other fantasy enthusiasts, or tell everyone that you disagree. Call into your favorite show and ask your question. The number is 844-84-FNTSY. That's 844-843-6879. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network, your free fantasy source 24 hours a day.
Here with you, final few minutes of the program.
Scarface.
On the Roto Experts.
Yep.
A couple of tight ends we wanted to get to, but to do that, we'll bring in the all-in kid, Jake Seeley. Good morning, Jake.
There is no all-in kid. There's Batman.
Yes.
Oh, that was kind of cool.
He's going to do that for 2 hours. His voice going to be shot.
What's going on, Bruce?
I am ready to talk football.
All right, it was just great, man. Bruce, let Jake know that he had the best tweet of his life last night. I really enjoyed it. For real.
Which one was that, brother?
I actually responded to your tweet about how could possibly Jimmy Garoppolo have success in San Francisco when he didn't go to Iowa.
That is a really good point.
He sounds like the Cookie Monster.
He does sound really like Cookie Monster. All right, if Vernon Davis is out there, Jordan Reed is hurt, how much did you spend on the waiver wire for him?
Vernon Davis has to be the top pickup at a tight end. He is the tight end that you don't deserve, but he's the one you need.
Well, so how much would you spend, though?
I don't do that at this point of the season.
All right, well, I'll talk to somebody that does.
Everybody has check different
the,
money
check,
left.
Check the bat leak.
Matt, you got $50 left. Vernon Davis is out there. Obviously, tight end's been a disaster all year. Maybe you're a Jordan Reed owner, maybe you're not.
Yeah, maybe put $12 on him. I picked him up last week for $8. I desperately needed a tight end, and it kind of worked out. Yep. Jordan Reed's.
There you go. What about a guy like Jackie D, Scott Engel? Jack Doyle had the monster game of his life last Sunday. He's out there. How much would you spend?
I don't know if there's going to be the consistency or upside.
It's been pretty consistent over the last couple of weeks.
Yeah. I feel like I'd rather have Davis. So I go about 16 on Davis and maybe about 14 on Doyle.
Okay, so it's pretty close, though.
Yeah.
Corey, I'd like to get either one of the two.
I agree. You want one of those two guys. Corey, I said this last week. We'll bring it up again because we're 1 week closer. This is Carolina's last. I'm sorry. This is one of their. We're getting closer to the return of Greg Olsen. Is what I'm trying to say. Greg Olsen's out there. How much would you spend on him?
I'll try to sneak him in there right now. Maybe $1, $1 or $2, while nobody's looking. Try to get Greg Olsen for the stretch run.
Jake, are you or Bruce? Are you interested in getting Greg Olsen for that stretch run?
Absolutely. He was in my for the future section of the waiver wire. Definitely pick him up. I really appreciate Corey putting full forth effort.
I'm Rudy. I'm Oscar Gamble today. And I feel
you're
terrible.
You're a slack ass.
There's a lot of emails coming out today.
There's a lot going on here today. Other tight ends on the list. Austin Hooper, obviously, we go back to that. Well, he had a touchdown, dropped another one, so that could have been two for him. If no Delanie Walker, we like Jonnu Smith, for a couple of touchdowns. In that offense, we think it's improving, so you like Jonnu Smith out there. Corey's boy, Jared Cook, of course, he's a real boy for real. I want to give you the opportunity to talk about this, Corey. Is Deion Sims and Zach Miller number for the year?
Yeah, I think Deion Sims is a player that Deion Sims can play. You just got to get opportunities now with Zach Miller done for a year. And Zach Miller, you know, obviously had a successful surgery, so that was good to hear. But I think you got to go pick up Deion Sims. I think I'll put a dollar or two on Deion Sims. Trubisky is the quarterback, and the situation on offense is dire. But, I mean, he's not an ad for 10-team leaguers, Deion Sims. That's 12-team and better.
Yeah, there you go. Total teams are better. Give us what's coming up next on the Fantasy Football Frenzy?
It's a regular Tuesday program. We go through this weekend's number one top performers in fantasy leagues. We'll give out our game balls. We'll do some Monday night stuff, and we'll talk a little waiver wire. I'm scuffling today. As the show goes on, I'm feeling worse. I'm questionable for tomorrow, but I got to power through these next 2 hours because the people need me.
Yeah, I'm out of here after today. I'll be in Arizona.
Arizona Fall League.
There you go. Yeah. So
Matt, the baseball season will not die.
Scott, for all we know, it could be 5 hours of us tomorrow.
That's good. We want Corey to feel better, though. Game time decision. But, you know, it'll be a fun frenzy today, you know, live from the Batmobile.
Absolutely. Yeah. That'll be with the Olin kid.
This is going to be like Jordan's flu game.
You think so?
Yeah.
All right. So make sure you tune in to the BFFs, by the way, 11:24 a.m. Eastern time. We do a little trivia to try to send you out to Minnesota for the big game. For the fantasy executive, Corey Parson, for the crap head, Scott Angle, and for Wall Street, Matt Modica, I am Greg Sussman. Thank you so much for watching. Happy Halloween. Have a great one, everybody. We'll see you back here tomorrow. Bye-bye.